Good day, San Bernardino County prayer warriors. Our key issue facing our schools today that we're praying about are the students and staff in colleges. We know that college-age students have the highest rate of suicide, and often during this time they question their faith, their future, their purpose, and their relationships. Many begin working and have to learn how to balance education and their job. It's no wonder they struggle mentally. So many questions nag them about their life, about their purpose in it. What about their destiny? Will they get married or not? Will they get a job they like or just get by? And where exactly do they fit in? Join us in praying for them during this ever-changing season of their lives. We're going to be using a prayer guide or excerpts from a prayer guide written by an organization called City by City. And the article is in prayer was called Taking Back the Generations. So, Father God, we thank you and praise you for the work and the revivals that are happening across the colleges in our country as of this moment. Thank you for all those groups that are working. We thank you for the campuses that have Christian groups on them. We pray that continues to grow. But we also pray, God, that you would open the staff and students' minds to truth and the spirit within and would cause them to question the lies that they might be taught in class or by their peers. Have them the courage to stand for righteousness. Help them to know the difference between the truth and a lie. We also pray for college staff who remain strong and willing to speak up and out in schools. Protect them, Lord, and renew their courage. We pray, Father, that you would open their eyes. We ask that you raise up some of students to actually speak the truth and raise up those that can speak in a language their peers can understand. Turn their hearts back to you. May they let go of pride and offense that's taken root in their hearts against the church, parents, older generations. We pray the seeds that were planted intentionally by the deceiver to steal, kill, and destroy would be stopped in Jesus' name. We pray they have the fear of the Lord, the beginning of wisdom. Help them to forgive where the church has failed and that we people, the believers, have made mistakes. Help them tear down the walls of unforgiveness and pride that takes them down deceptive roads. Make their hearts for what breaks yours. May your word be a lamp to their feet and a light to their path. Where lies have infiltrated their hearts to cause gender confusion or lack of identity, help them to know who they are in you. May they recognize they're created with a unique call of God on their life and they are fearfully and wonderfully made. Heal their hearts from wounds that have been inflicted intentionally, unintentionally by anybody in their life. Uproot the lies the enemy has made them feel worthless. May those words and thoughts be uprooted and cast into the sea. We bind and cast out the spirit of depression and suicidal thoughts, and actually the spirit of murder and that comes from the enemy that's been working to kill them. We speak life to them and that they will know who they are in you. We speak healing to their hearts and minds and pray they would hunger and thirst after righteousness and that you would fill them with the knowledge of you. Where in the past the enemy has used young people and deceived them to implement his plans, we declare, not this time. Our young people are wising up and looking up. They're keeping their eyes on you, the author and finisher of their faith, and they hunger and thirst for what you want so that they can be truly satisfied. For you alone are the one that satisfies our souls. In Jesus' name, amen.